You ever went out on a date with somebody and they haven't called you back? You know that sinking feeling. We're here to help those that have been ghosted. Alex, Sarah, say hi to Mike.
Hey, hi, Mike.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up?
So Mike was on a date with Kelsey, and since the date, she's gone MIA.
We went over to Rainy. Yeah, and I don't know, we had a good time, and you know, we're just over there on Rainy and just hanging out, and she hasn't called me back.
Tell us about the girl.
She's cool. She's hot. And yeah, she seems like a good time. And I don't know. Yeah, she's cool.
All right.
She's cool.
But
you're frustrated.
It's hot.
Because she has not called you back.
Yeah. I wanted to hang out again. And she hasn't called me back.
Okay. Well, let's give her a ring. Mike has given us Kelsey's number, and we'll see if we can figure out what happened.
Y'all ain't got dinner or drinks. I just want to know.
Put Mike on hold.
Well, stand by, Mike. Hang on.
All right, Sarah, you can talk as much as you want about him now that he's on hold. Because I don't want you to say anything to piss him off, because Mike sounds like he drives a van with no windows.
I just want to know, you know, if they went to dinner or drinks. Just want to know what we're working with here, because I don't know how you talk to him over dinner.
I was fearful for your life, Sarah. That's why we put him on hold.
Is he like, be nice. Be
I know.
Nice.
Well, that's why he's on
no,
hold.
No, I am.
All right, Mike, let's call Kelsey here.
Hello?
Kelsey?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, good morning. It's Booker, Alex, and Sarah. We do the morning show at Mix 94.7, and we're right in the middle of a segment called Waiting by the Phone, and we're calling to see if we can't talk to you about a date you went on with Mike. He's on the phone right now, and he said that you guys, I think what he was trying to say was that you guys had a really good time, but he hasn't heard from you since, and we're like, all right, well, see if we can help.
Okay. Hi, guys. Hi, Mike. Mike and I went on one date. Mm-hmm. And we had one drink.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, he's nice. He's really, you know, he seems like a nice person. But we, you know, it was only one drink in, and then he just asked me if I wanted some cocaine. Like, didn't even like hint at it leading up to it, just like kind of assumed that I would want to do cocaine. It was just, I don't know, it was really aggressive for like, you know, 20 minutes into a date. So it was weird. I don't do cocaine, so we just, you know, we paid and we left. It was weird.
Hello?
Kelsey?
Mike?
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, I guess Mike hung up the phone.
Dang, man. What? Mr. Personality left the show.
Wow.
Jeez, guys.
I guess he forgot that happened and... Wow.
That's just a weird dude. I'm sorry. I have a lot of weird friends and of weird people. But
I wanted
awkward.
To keep it positive, guys.
I know.
Some people are shy or it's nerve-wracking being on the radio.
That right there is an accurate portrayal of dating in 2018.
Wow. What? You just never know what you're going to get?
You just never know what you're going to get.
How many guys offered up cocaine when you were dating, Sarah?
Well.
It's not the cocaine, bro. The weirdness. Kelsey, I'm surprised you even sat for that whole drink with him.
It was one of the more strange dates I've ever been on in my life.
Oh, wow. We're so sorry. This
that
is weird.
Sucks.
We had no idea.
I didn't either, but you know, it's all right. I guess I found out early.
Appreciate you coming on. So sorry about that. That was really weird.
Yeah.
We were just as surprised as I'm sure you were.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, well, take care. Good luck in future dating.
No joke.